This is Parak Vav in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. The Rambam is going to continue dealing with the shells and peels and stuff like that, different parts of food, etc., and whether Tumas Ochlin applies to them or not. Halachah, if it goes in Ashkidim, so we have, let's say, the nuts and walnuts and almonds, shemistika, klipasan. So let's say their shells are cracked, right? Adain hu chibur le'ochel achiratetz the klipa. So it's still considered attached until the actual shell is destroyed completely. Okay, halacha beis, beitza megugeles, right? So let's say I have an egg that's soft, what do you call it, boiled. Mishayukuba makum legumam menu. So the moment there's a little bit of hole that's made, that the contents can be removed. And then the shell is no longer considered to be attached. Ushluka klipasa chibur achiratis is a klipa. But when it's been cooked, its shell is considered to be connected until it is completely shattered off. Then this bala beklipasa, let's say the shell itself has been spiced. Afi should ratis a kula chibur. So even though it's completely shattered, it's still considered attached to the, let's say it's in pieces, but it's still attached, it's still considered attached to the egg. So when bone has marrow inside it, then it's considered to be connected until it is completely shattered. So this is wool that are on the heads of sheep, as well as hair on the beard of a goat. Or even if they're singed by fire, they're still considered attached until I actually start removing them. So when I have wings of locusts and the scales are on fish, even after I pass a knife over them, it's considered to be attached until they begin peeling off. Harimon shepardu, right? So that's a seeds from the pomegranate that separate. So they are considered connected until I actually hit the pomegranate with a reed, which helps knock off those seeds. So we've seen this before, the stalks of a palm tree. They're not considered attached to each other. So this is cucumbers. Let's say I chop a cucumber up, but I haven't quite separated the pieces out yet. I've sliced through, but not all the way. I put it on a table. It's considered attached until one actually begins to separate from the other. Right. So once, what do you call it? It begins to separate. The chola ola ima, right? And then anything else that, so to speak, goes up with it or removes from it, chibor v'hashar ino chibor. That's considered attached, and the rest of it is not attached. Pika tachtona chibor la'atzma v'ino chibor l'chatichos. So let's say what do you call it? When I have what do you call it? Looking at the cucumber. So let's say the leftover, which we saw before, is not considered attached. The lower part, the lower tip area of the cucumber, is considered to be connected to what it is, meaning that lower part, but it's not considered attached to the other pieces. So it's its own entity. Now, how you shnayim b'shloshim lafafonos, let's say I have two or three cucumbers, v'chasok l'echa mehen, v'nichan al ha-shulchan, and I cut up all of them and I put them on the table, v'ischo b'echa mehen, right? And then one of them begins, I begin to eat one of them, zeh she'hischo bo chibor, v'shar ino chibor. So let's say, what do you call it? The one I am eating is considered to be attached and the ones are not. Let's say the guy says, I'll eat one in the morning, one in the evening. The one he started to eat is considered attached, and the leftover is the other ones are not considered to be attached. So let's say someone's cutting up vegetables, to cook them. So even though he didn't finish actually cutting them to the point where they're completely separated, they're considered not attached. However, if one piece becomes tamei, the other one does not. Even though they are technically still attached, chasach likvosh or lishlok. Let's say I cut up the what do you call it, the pieces to either pickle or to lightly boil. Or laniach al shulchan is put on the table. I raise the chibor; it's attached. I feel hiskol lefarik mashach chasach. Even if I begin to separate what I already cut, laches kol okol shadayin lo parko chibor. So as long as food is not separated, it's considered to be connected. V'nitam b'ksasa mitmaklu. And therefore, if one part of it becomes tamei, the whole thing is considered to be tamei. One second, alaka test. Okay, ochel shenifras. That's where food is actually split up. Okay, umura b'miksas, but they're still a little bit connected to each other. V'naga tame be'echa mehen, and one of them touches tame. Im achas b'zeh shenaga bo. So if he can hold the piece that touched the tuma, v'asheni ol imo, and as he picks up the piece that touched the tuma, the second piece goes up with it. Then arizah chibur, it's considered attached. But let's say in picking up that first piece, that touch the tumah, the second piece breaks up off and falls down. Ain't a chibur, it's not considered attached. Ela hareze ha'acher kenogeh rishon shenitma. Rather, it's like what he called. It's like touching the piece, so to speak, that it's touching something that touched something tumah, meaning it will be a secondary derivative. Lachiyot kol ochlin shahayu olav o klachen mukhubarin. So anytime I have food that has leaves or stems attached to it, as shadarchu l'achas ba'ala oxen osa ba'ala. So those that are usually held by leaves are held by the leaves. Bekalech oxen osa bekalech, held by their stalks are held by their stalks. Imne la'imo, right? So here's the point: if the food remains hanging from it, let's say when I pick up the leaves with the food attached, hareza chibur b'tzvul yom is considered attached for someone who went to the mikvah that day. Vein tzarach lom v'shratim, but of course for any other case of them. V'chein imayo lo yad. So too, if the fruit had a part that you can call like a handle, oxen osa b'yachalol, you carry it by the handle. Yad ve'ale, and let's say it had a handle and leaves, ogzen osoba ezimanjir, so you can pick it up either one you want. Lo haisolo yad ve'ale, right? So let's say it didn't have a stem or a handle or leaf to hold to pick it up by. Baze amru, that's when we say im ochez betameh, right? So that if one holds the tameh and lifts it up, basheni olimo, and the second goes up with it, chibor it's considered attached. Im lav eino chibor, if not, it's not considered attached. Lachirav ha egozen shekatzasan be'okseyan. So when someone cuts off nuts with the stems, right, kishahin rachin, when they're soft, the omnon, what do you call it? And they're joined together, kulon kamo chaybo, like a rope. V'chein ha-betzalam shechibram b'derech hazo, so to onions that are attached together in such a way, harei l'chibra is considered attached. Hiskol defarek be'egozim, let's say he begins separating the nuts, ulefakel be'betzalam, or what do you call it? Or also cutting off the onions, ein ashar chibra, the rest is not considered attached. I feel ha'il lefada mea kor, if he's got 100 kor left over, in kulon chibra, they're not considered attached. Because it's clear from his action that his intention is to separate everything up. So when I have, let's say, a chain of garlic, let's say liquid falls on one of them, but that which is attached is Torah. Because that which humans attach together is not really considered attached for every single thing. So too, an esrog, let's say it's separated into pieces, and I take a needle or some type of piece of like a flint and I drive it through, right? That doesn't make the pieces now attached to each other. So dough that's kneaded with fruit juice is not considered attached. Only the seven liquids, for instance, water and honey, etc., those are only things that actually are considered items that can join things together. If someone crushes food together, right, the kipsan then gathers them together, reforms them. Could go on advela batmar, but smukin, for instance, raisins, as example. She kipsan basan guf echad. So let's say you take the raisins and you gather them together to make into one pile. Ain't a chibur, that's not considered attached. The vika higol shadvela shenafu mashkin tmein al miksaso. That's why, for instance, let's say I have a ring of dried figs that a tummy liquid falls on one of them. Harizen no tamen amakam mashkin v'vav a shar tor. So I could just slice away the area that the tummy thing fell onto, and the rest of the figs are tahor. Right, that's dates and figs sheshalkan. That let's say I cook them, and then nasu om, and I made them into one big pile. Hareza chibur. That's considered already attached to each other. Lachadazayin hazesim. These are olives. She atnan. Right, let's say I store them, nasu gushechan, and make them into one pile. Hareza chibur. That's considered attached. Meishem mitchila lo nasan lematan. Because at the outset, they weren't placed in some type of pit. Ela amanash yunku zemazed. Rather, the intention was that liquid should come from one and go into the other. V'ikach sheretz nimsal om shel zeisim. That's why if you find a sheretz on a pile of olives, v'hein hazeisim shenasu kumun gubechad, and the olives are made into one entity. I feel naga because seora, even if it touched even a lentil amount, assume a barley amount, hakol tamei shakol gubechad, the entire thing is considered tamei because it's one entity. If I have one, let's say, mass of olives, also the hafcha, and my intention is to turn that whole thing over. Okay, once I insert like the spade thing into it, even though there's little lumps, it's not considered attached. But when I turn over, it remains as one entity, it's not considered joined together. All right, let's say I have foods that are separated from each other that are all collected into one place, and then in doing so, they start attaching to each other. Even though technically speaking, they're not attached together when it comes to contracting tumah, not like one entity, however, they can join together to form the minimum shear of an egg, to make other foods tamid. Then lo kansu, but if they weren't gathered together in one place, elarehu mufurad, kemaisek the Arab kitnias, let's say they're separated out like different cooked foods, and mitzarefachi kapsam yasam guchecha. They can't be mitzaref to form that beitza until they're all actually gathered together and form into one entity. Hayagushim harbiz, zebizatzeh. Let's say there's a lot of different lumps of food, the noga avatum of echamahen, and let's say primary tumma touch one of them, harehu rishon, that's considered a first derivative, a gush shabatzido sheni, and the pile next to it's considered secondary. That's shabbatzat sheni shlishi, and then second, third, and of course shabbatzat shlishi next to the third pile is considered fourth derivative tuma. Lachiches kikar shatruma. When I have a loaf of truma bread, shahayis rishon l'tuma, that's first level tuma. V'heshlech lo acheros, and let's say it becomes attached to others, kulam rishon. They're all considered now first level tuma. Pirsha, right? Let's say it was separated. He rishon v'kulam shnios. That remains first level, and the others one second. Haisa shniya v'heshlech lo acheros. Now, let's say, what do you call it? It was second level, and others were attached to it. Kulam shnios, they're all second level. Pirsha hi shniya v'kulam shlishos. So if that second level original one gets separated from the group, that remains secondary, and the other ones are third. Now, of course, in the last case, let's say it was third level tuma and other ones got attached. Then in this case, only that one is third level and the rest of the ones are still tahor, whether they are attached or not attached. Finally, let's say you have loads of truma bread that are attached to each other. Nitmes achas mehem b'sheretz. Let's say one of them becomes tamei through a sheretz. Kuman rishon, all of them are first level. Valfi shapir shu achar mikan, even if they get separated later on. Nitmeis achas mehem biyadayim kulon shlishios. Let's say one of them became tamei from hands. They're all third level. Va'afi shapir shemeno. Va'afi shapir shemeno. Even though they're separated, they should how you guf echa b'shatim asam because they were one entity at the time they became tamei. Okay, that ends Parak Zion. Parak Vav, and we will continue with Parak Zion tomorrow.